pay 3 months of projected salary before you make your first hire. If you create the system first, you should become more efficient and make an extra sale or two. Put that money aside in your new hire salary fund. Now, when you find a new candidate to join your team, you will already have banked 2 to 3 months of their payroll. The same system that helped you get the extra sales will allow them to be productive right away and be an immediate asset instead of an expense to the team. As a rule, it's always best not to add a new expense without a plan to increase your profit by the amount of the expense. That means every team member should be able to produce a 5 to 10 times return on what he or she is costing the team. For most agents, hiring others means taking a step back from where you currently stand because of the time it takes to train new people. You also have to realize the new hire is not going to be as passionate about your business as you are. This is your baby. Even when real estate agents hire family or their kids, those people didn't birth the business. They probably are not going to jump out of bed excited to grow your business every day. I'm here to tell you, if you don't have a guaranteed system for their success, they will not be up at night worrying about you. They will be up at night worrying about themselves. Eventually, they will leave for something they think is better or that they think they can do themselves. The first step to hiring anyone is to get all your systems in place. To create this perfect process, you must track what you do every day. I will share my system for tracking time in Chapter 22. Once you have completed this exercise, you may find a lot of the action items and pieces of your perfect process right there. Then you can create your perfect process. Once, I made the mistake of relying on our system so strongly that I disappeared from my business for about 8 months. I found a replacement for my role on the team, which allowed me to follow my passion to help other agents by speaking and training throughout the industry. The systems gave me the leverage to step out of the day-to-day business and document my systems so that eventually I could write this book and help agents get their lead generation, lead conversion, and client fulfillment systems in place. What I failed to do as a business owner was to build check-in points into the system so I could keep a pulse on my business. The system did work. While I was out of my business for that 8 months, the system carried us to another predictable 100 sales that year. However, what I soon found out was that I was the one feeding the database every day and had assumed that the team would do the same. They didn't. During that 8 months, they were benefiting from the residual results of the system I had been running for more than 10 years. After 10 months, I found our listing inventory was the lowest it had been in that 10 years. Luckily, I noticed what was happening, stepped back into the team, and turned it around in 3 short months. Just by jumping back into the system and feeding it every day, we went from 20 listings, half of which were overpriced and not saleable, past our normal 40 listings, on up to 60 listings. And that's where our listing inventory remained for several years. That ramp up was what set up our survival for the shift that was coming in the real estate market. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get systematized before you bring on a big team. As your team grows, you can improve and change the system to keep them accountable. Your management system will keep everyone focused on their tasks. Those systems will allow you to focus on your team members more to find out what is important to them. Help them reach their life goals, assist them with the day-to-day struggles, and guide them in streamlining their part of the system so they don't get overworked and burned out. If you are overwhelmed and think you need more team members, check your systems first. Your systems should make your job easy for you to handle. When you have systems that work, you can run your business on overwhelm for a short time and sock away 3 months of the potential new hire salary or pay. Once you have 3 months in the bank that you don't have to use, and it looks like you will have extra to cover the 4th month, you will be ready to plug a new hire into your system. This one tip changed the way I hire people. It gave me the confidence in my systems and their ability to make us more productive. The training cycle can be drastically shortened, allowing new members of the team to enhance your business and bring value right away. When you plug someone into a system that allows them to do what they do best, they will deliver a higher level of predictable service to every client. I hope I've inspired you to think about systems differently. I hope you're getting excited about what systems can do for your business right now. If you create systems for every aspect of your business, you can become more like a franchise. You will need a follow-up system for everyone on your team. Your management system should include personal touches to remind you to keep in touch with your team members and show them that you care about them. As the saying goes, the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. It is easy to forget that the people you work with might look up to you for direction and advice. Create systems to help them get better at their roles. Create systems that make their roles easier and more predictable. Create systems that help them have guaranteed success at their role on the team. When your team members trust the system, they know what to expect, eliminating the unknown. When the unknown is gone, your people will be more confident in what they're doing and happier in their job. When you have happy people around you, you attract more happy people. Now let's find out what Michael has to say about estimating.
Chapter 13, on the subject of estimating. Peter Drucker, that great thinker, that great, magnificent thought leader said, "You can't manage what you can't measure." One of the greatest weaknesses of real estate agents is accurately estimating how long a sales job will take and then scheduling their sales accordingly. Webster's 11th defines estimate as a rough or approximate calculation. Anyone who has bought or sold a home knows that these estimates can be rough indeed. Do you want to see someone who gives you a rough approximation? What if your real estate agent gave you a rough approximation on the value of a property you're interested in? The fact is that we can predict many things we don't typically predict. For example, there are ways to assess the market value of a house. Look at the steps of the process. Most of the things you do are standard, so develop a step-by-step system and stick to it. In my book, The E-Myth Manager, I raised eyebrows by suggesting that doctors eliminate the waiting room. Why? You don't need it if you're always on time. The same goes for a real estate business. If you're always on time, then your clients don't have to wait. What if a real estate agent made this promise? On time, every time, exactly as promised. Impossible? Real estate agents cry. Each client is different. We simply can't know how long each appointment will take. Do you follow this? Since real estate agents believe they're incapable of knowing how to organize their time, they build a company based on lack of knowing and lack of control. They build a company based on estimates. I once had a real estate agent ask me, "What happens when a distressed homeowner contacts us to sell his house, and we discover that its foundation needed to be repaired? How can we deal with that so unexpectedly?" My first thought was that it's not being dealt with now. Few real estate agents are able to give generously of their time. Ask anyone who's been to a real estate agent's office lately. It's chaos. Now, it may not be chaos in your office as you listen to me speak to you about this subject of estimating, of on time, of exactly on time, and all the rest of it. But believe me, it's more in chaos than you can possibly imagine. The solution is interest, attention, analysis. Let me say that again. The solution is interest, attention, analysis. Try detailing what you do at the beginning of an interaction, what you do in the middle, and what you do at the very end. How long does each take? Proper attention means anticipating mistakes or unexpected obstacles, and the time it takes to deal with them. In the absence of such detailed, quantified standards, everything ends up being an estimate, and a poor estimate at that. I will guarantee you, as you listen to me now, that most real estate agents on this planet are struggling to keep up with what they need to do, having fallen behind in what they had to do. However, a company organized around a system with adequate staff to run it has time for proper attention. It's built right into the system. Too many real estate agents have grown accustomed to thinking in terms of estimates without thinking about what the term really means. Is it any wonder many real estate agents are in trouble? Enlightened real estate agents, in contrast, banish the word estimate from their vocabulary. When it comes to estimating, just say no. But you can never be exact, real estate agents have told me for years. Close, maybe, but never exact. I have a simple answer to that. You have to be. You simply can't afford to be inexact. You can't accept inexactness in yourself or in your real estate business if you ever expect to grow. More likely, and more importantly, if you ever expect to manage others who are purportedly doing what it is you do so well. You can't go to work every day believing that your company, the work you do, and the commitments you make are all too complex and unpredictable to be exact. With a mindset like that, you're doomed to run a sloppy ship, a ship that will eventually sink and suck you down with it. This is so easy to avoid. Sloppiness in both thought and action is the root cause of your frustrations. Sloppiness in both thought and action is exactly what Ray Kroc eliminated in that early McDonald's. It's exactly what Walt Disney eliminated at Disneyland. It's exactly what Walmart has eliminated in the operation of their many great and growing stores. The solution to these frustrations is clarity. Clarity gives you the ability to set up a clear direction which fuels the momentum you need to grow your business. Clarity, direction, momentum, they all come from insisting on exactness. But how do you create exactness in a hopelessly inexact world? The answer is this. You discover the exactness in your company by refusing to do any work that can't be controlled exactly. The only other option is to analyze the market, determine where the opportunities are, and then organize your company to be the exact provider of the services you've chosen to offer. Two choices, and only two choices. First, evaluate your company, and then limit yourself to the tasks you know you can do exactly? Or two, start all over by analyzing the market, identifying the key opportunities in that market, and building a company that operates exactly. I call that phenomenon Old Co. and New Co. The first is Old Co. The second is New Co. And the process I refer to as 2CO, capital T-W-O, capital C-O. Get it? On the left is Old Co., your current company. On the right is New Co., the company you intend to grow. On the left, you're focusing on sustainability. And on the right, you're focusing on growth. What you cannot do, what you must refuse to do from this day forward, is to allow yourself to operate with an inexact mindset. It will lead you to ruin. Old Co., New Co., sustainability, growth. Outside, inside. Inside, outside. It's the system. It's the system. It's the system, which leads us inexorably back to the word I have been using throughout this book, systems. Who makes estimates? Only real estate agents who are unclear about exactly how to do the task in question. Only real estate agents whose experience has taught them that if something can go wrong, it will, and to them. I'm not suggesting that a systems solution will guarantee that you will always perform exactly as promised, but I am saying that a systems solution will faithfully alert you when you're going off track, and will do it before you have to pay the price for it. In short, with a systems solution in place, your need to estimate will be a thing of the past. Both because you've organized your company to anticipate mistakes, and because you have put into place the system to do something about those mistakes before they blow up. There's this too. To make a promise you intend to keep places a burden on you and your managers to dig deeply into how you intend to keep it. Such a burden will transform your intentions and increase your attention to detail. With the promise will come dedication. With dedication will come integrity. With integrity will come consistency. With consistency will come results you can count on. And results you can count on mean that you get exactly what you hope for at the outset of your company. The true pride of ownership that every real estate agent should experience, can experience, will experience once you absorb what I'm sharing with you here. I'm going to repeat this very simple system. Hear me, it is a system. With the promise will come dedication. With dedication will come integrity. With integrity will come consistency. With consistency will come results you can count on. I call that the essential skills absolutely critical for your expanded performance. Concentration, discrimination, organization, innovation, and communication. Let me say those again. Concentration, discrimination, organization, innovation, communication. The five essential skills critical to growing a great growing company. This brings us to the subject of clients. Who are they? Why do they come to see you? How can you identify yours? And who should your clients be? But first, let's listen to what Brad has to say about estimating in your real estate business.
Chapter 14. Make every real estate transaction predictable. A business that looks orderly says to your customer that your people know what they're doing. Michael E. Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Let's talk about how much time it takes to do the real estate business. When a transaction is falling apart, it can consume you as you try to keep it together. We can lose hours or days just dealing with the issues. When a business operates in reactive mode, agents can find themselves working 60-plus hours per week in their business and not working on their business. If you assume the average full-time agent is closing 2 transactions per month and working 40 to 60 hours per week, that is 240 hours a month. If they are closing 2 transactions per month, that would be 120 hours per closed transaction. What is wrong with this picture? Honestly, how long does it take to close 1 transaction? Surely it shouldn't take 120 hours or 2 weeks of work and 60 hours per week. In my early days, I found myself consumed with a single transaction because I needed that transaction to close. It was one of my only deals that month, and I had bills to pay. If there was a chance of something going wrong with the transaction, I would spend an entire day to save that one deal. It was income I needed, and if it fell apart, where else was I going to get the money to pay my bills? Turns out, I may have only spent about 2 to 3 hours physically working on saving it by leaving messages, talking to clients and agents, writing up solutions, etc., but my brain was preoccupied for the entire 2 days. When systems are in place, you are free to spend more time on these things while your business continues to grow. Even with all the uncertainty of a real estate transaction, I promise you, every transaction can have a predictable estimating formula. Over the past 20-plus years implementing and running systems, I've learned that just about every process in the real estate transaction can be systematized and controlled. The process of going on a listing appointment is completely controllable. Agents might argue that certain sellers might ask more questions than others, and therefore it's hard to anticipate how long an appointment will be. The truth is, every business should be able to predict and systematize the time it takes for everything to happen. How long does it take to show 1 property or 10 properties? How long does a closing take? If you think these are not controllable, it may be because you are winging it and you're relying on your experience to get you through. Your expertise is not duplicatable and scalable without a system. When you just let things happen is when real estate takes over your life and controls you. If your time isn't predictable from appointment to appointment, you have not figured out your perfect system. McDonald's has customers who special order food all the time or might order 10 times more than the previous person. Yet no matter what you order, you get your food fast. You want a McDonald's-like system for real estate. When you are successful and get referrals, the person who referred you told the referral client how great you are. They probably told them how great their experience was because you had a smooth transaction. Can you repeat that experience every time? If you are winging it in your business, even a little bit, and one detail slips through the cracks, that referral will tell their friend or family member that their experience was not like the one described. At that point, all referrals from that source will most likely stop. How predictable are your referrals? Without a referral process and system, your referrals will be random. My listing appointments have been systematized and perfected to the McDonald's-like system. The appointment is time-blocked on my calendar for the same time frame on every appointment. This gives me a controllable and predictable business where I know I can handle up to 5 listing appointments every day. You can't sit around hoping your business will do better and grow. You must set up a system to make sure it does. When you accept that, even in real estate, the amount of time it takes to do every part of your business can be estimated, you will begin to control your business and surpass any goals you set in the past. When your business is a machine, it can double or triple at any level. My systems were created for a 1-4 person team to get 3-4 listing appointments in one day, 5 days a week. That would be 15-20 listing appointments per week, every week, all year. With these tight goals, every appointment had to adhere to a strict schedule. Of course, some appointments may run shorter than predicted if the pre-qualifying questions show that a property can't sell right now. When that happens, we don't just drop the appointment. We still meet with them because we know they will be selling in the next 1 to 5 years. Every time we add new people to the sales funnel, our pipeline fills up. As it fills up over the next 1 to 5 years, the results our business produces will be more predictable. The buyer process can be estimated as well. Our buyer consultation is just as predictable as our showing process. We can meet with a buyer, show them a few homes, and write a contract in a set amount of time, every time. Understand that when I say this, we do not show buyers 30, 40, 60, or 80 homes. If McDonald's had a special order burger that took 1 hour to make, the customer would have a bad experience and might never return. The systems are created for the consumer. Remember, they move every 5 to 7 years on average, so they don't always remember how the process goes, even if they're buying for a 3rd or 4th time. If you want the experience to be memorable and enjoyable, like going to Disneyland, then your Disney-like experience has to have a Disney-like system. I don't think Disney or McDonald's relies solely on a paper checklist system these days. They have not built systems dependent on the people to deliver their world-class experience. I recently heard McDonald's has a turnover rate of more than 300%. Yet you get the same thing year after year when you order food at McDonald's. Do your clients have a Disney experience every time they buy or sell a home with you? We can run buyers through our system 5 days a week, help 25-plus buyers at any given time, and no one on the team feels like they are losing control as long as they use the system. You need to know how long every process takes if you want your team to do more business in less time. Without estimating, someone on the team could take 5 times longer to do the same activity you did. If you don't have a system in place, they will become overwhelmed and unable to handle more clients. Estimating will allow each person to specialize in their job responsibilities and become the most efficient they can be. As you develop an estimating formula for your real estate business, think of yourself as multiple people specializing in one task at a time instead of one person specializing in all the tasks all the time. When everyone specializes in one piece of the puzzle, they are going to be much more efficient than someone trying to be jack of all trades, master of none. An example of estimating a piece of my business would be my seller market reviews. In a stable market, average market time can vary. In my market, it could be 60 or 90 days before we receive an offer on a market listing. Even in a stable market, 2 or 4 weeks can seem like an eternity for someone selling their home. The system I use for in-person seller market reviews resulted in 9 out of 10 price changes, and I knew I would only be there for 15 minutes. We met with our sellers every 2 weeks. With my system, I knew I could meet with 4 sellers in 1 hour. That system led to more than $80,000 in price adjustments in less than an hour, and we helped those clients get their homes sold. That is what I call an efficient, successful day. You conquer estimating when you create your step-by-step system for everything. Your listing process must ensure your client the most exposure to get the most money in the shortest amount of time. If your process to get the house on the market takes a month, a few weeks, 1 week, or even one whole day, you are missing out on buyers who might be willing to pay more now. If your process for listing is different on every property, your unpredictable system is costing your client. If you are waiting on photographers, sign companies, and anyone else to do their part before you make the listing live, you might have lost a buyer who would have loved that house but settled for something else because your process took 2 to 3 days. You won't know if they would have offered more than the asking price. A lost opportunity. Every day a property is not on the market while the agent is getting it ready is a lost opportunity. If those buyers buy something else in the meantime, they're gone forever, or at least for the next 5 to 7 years. If you truly want to stand behind a statement like getting a client the most money possible in the shortest amount of time, then the time to be live on the market is the day your clients know they're moving. To build a predictable business, you will need to estimate and systematize your perfect listing process so your client has an incredible, predictable experience. I believe no one should ever have to wait to get their house on the market. That's why I created the instant on listing process. When I go to a house and meet the sellers, the entire marketing system takes 1 hour from the time I arrive until they are live on the MLS, with all the room sizes, all the photos, and getting showings right away. I get a lot more listings with that system in place than in my early days when I had no systems and I was winging it at appointments. I mentioned earlier that it shouldn't take 120 hours to close 2 transactions. Per national statistics, the average real estate agent closes 4 to 6 transactions per year. If a typical full-time agent works 20 hours per week for 50 weeks, they would work 1,000 hours in a year. At the national average of 6 sales per agent, that means they spent 166 hours per transaction. The average full-time real estate agent probably closes more like 12 to 24 properties a year, but whether they close 1 or 10 per month, many agents and their team members fall into a trap, believing some transactions take longer than others, and that unpredictable can't be controlled. An agent working mainly with buyers might think they can't control the number of houses a buyer will look at, or how long a listing appointment will take. The reality is, with the right system, you can. I thought I had no control over my time early in my career, but as the years went by, I understood what Michael was saying when he explained estimating. So I spent years tracking everything I did in real estate transactions. I looked for ways to streamline everything, how to manage every aspect of the real estate business. I took all the great ideas from other agents around the globe, and I refined our systems until we created the ones I use today to control time and get more done. To this day, I know I can go on 5 listing appointments per day, 5 days a week, and the system will crank smoothly. That is 25 listings per week, 100 listings per month, 1,200 listings per year. This is how the new age of real estate is beginning to create agent teams and businesses that are closing over 1,000 transactions per year. But only a few agents and teams are willing to do what it takes to get there. Yet everyone has the same opportunity to create an e-myth real estate business. Here is another number to help you understand why estimating is critical. In the people chapter, we explain that the average person moves every 5 to 10 years. And if you add 5 people to your database every day, that would add 1,200 people to your pipeline each year. If you did this for 5 years, you would have 6,000 people in your database. That means 600 to 1,200 people in your database would be moving every year. That number does not include sign calls, internet leads, ad calls, open house leads, or referrals from clients. That is just business from the people you added to your database over that 5-year period. Is there a chance you will be selling real estate in the next 10 years? Then double the number. That is over 2,400 people moving every year. Every year! Real estate is a stressful process for every person involved in the transaction, starting with you, the agent, the client, and everyone else involved, including the inspector, lender, title company, warranty company, contractors, roofers, plumbers, and every employee who works with all these people. What if working with you meant that every person you cross paths with had an incredible experience and loved going through the process every single time they worked with you? What if they could say, "I absolutely love working with this agent. Their transactions are always smooth and they've got it figured out." Let me ask, would more agents want to see your listings? Would more vendors want to be working with you and refer anyone they know to you? Estimating doesn't stop with just what you do. If you're going to create a Disney-like experience for everyone you meet, you will want to estimate everyone's job throughout the entire process, including the parts of the process you don't have control over. Believe me, you can keep more control of the entire process all the way through when you have created a system for every little detail. If you are a single agent just starting out or closing one or two transactions per month, understand that you will be able to test your systems better and tweak them when you get to two or four closings per month. Once you have doubled what you do now and also doubled the results of everyone on the team, you will be able to see more clearly whether they are relying on the systems you created. With this book, you can start the process of putting your systems into place. Look at your current business. If you were closing three properties every day of the month, what would your life look like? Would it be total chaos? What if you created processes to eliminate most of the bumps in the transaction? Would you be able to close more deals? If you don't create the systems, you won't know how many more deals you can close. When you build checkpoints into your system, trust your system to do all the heavy work and plug all the holes in the process, you will experience what it is like to control the transaction every time. You will now have created a McDonald's-like system for your business. The perfect test will be when you help the difficult clients who aren't satisfied with anything you do. "I love to put those clients through my system. My goal is to make them at least complacent with the entire experience." I am not saying you will forever eliminate dissatisfied clients. However, you will have more satisfied clients. I personally love taking on clients that other agents considered too demanding. You know who I'm talking about. They're the energy vampires. The clients who are never happy. The ones who call every day after every showing or who want you to take them through every house that hits the market, even though they may never buy a house. Those type of clients, even when run through your system, will never be your happiest clients. However, if you can get them through your system with little or no stress to yourself, and they come out on the other end with a property, you did your job and what the system was designed to do. Imagine how much business you would have from all the other real estate agents in your community if their client was about to fire them, and they knew you had a system that could get that client to closing. If they knew you as the agent who pays more in referral fees than they make selling houses themselves, your competitors would send you business. Several competitors in the real estate industry call me to be their real estate agent. I consider myself the real estate agent's real estate agent, and I have a follow-up system that keeps me in front of them to remind them I am the one they can count on to get things done. You can see how important it is to dial into every detail that makes you so awesome. Document everything you do and the time it takes to do it. More importantly, systematize it so you aren't the one trying to do 100 sales per year, or the 850 sales per year every one of us has the potential to do just by focusing on adding 5 people to your database every day for the next 5 years. The purpose here is to build something scalable so it can be saleable. When you build your real estate business with the intention to sell it someday, whether you do or not, you will realize that the business doesn't have to control your life. This new business model is designed to fund your life. Now let's see what revelations Michael has in store for us as he discusses the subject of clients.
Chapter 15, on the subject of clients. Simon Sinek, that great thinker about the word why. Whether individuals or organizations, we follow those who lead not because we have to, but because we want to. We follow those who lead not for them, but for ourselves. When it comes to the business of real estate, the best definition of clients I've ever heard is this. Clients are very special people who drive most real estate agents crazy. Does that work for you? After all, it's a rare client who shows any appreciation whatsoever for what a real estate agent has to go through to do the jobs promised. Don't they always think the price is too high? And don't they focus on problems, broken promises, and the mistakes they think you make rather than all the ways you bend over backward to give them what they need? Do you ever hear other real estate agents voice these complaints? More to the point, have you ever voiced them yourself? Well, you're not alone. I've yet to meet a real estate agent who doesn't suffer from a strong case of client confusion. Client confusion is about several things. What your client really wants. How to communicate effectively with your client. How to keep your client happy. How to deal with client dissatisfaction. And most of all, whom to call a client. Confusion 1. What your client really wants. Your clients aren't just people. They're very specific kinds of people. Let me share with you the 6 categories of clients as seen from the E-Myth marketing perspective. The first, tactile clients. The second, neutral clients. The third, withdrawal clients. The fourth, experimental clients. The fifth, transitional clients. And the sixth, traditional clients. Your entire marketing strategy must be based on which type of client you're dealing with. Each of the 6 client types spends money on real estate services for very different and identifiable reasons. These are, first, tactile clients get their major gratification from interacting with other people. Second, neutral clients get their major gratification from interacting with inanimate objects, computers, cars, information. Third, withdrawal clients get their major gratification from interacting with ideas, thoughts, concepts, stories. You might say, I'm one of those kinds of clients. Fourth, experimental clients rationalize their buying decisions by perceiving that what they bought is new, revolutionary, and innovative. Fifth, transitional clients rationalize their buying decisions by perceiving that what they bought is dependable and reliable. And finally, sixth, traditional clients rationalize their buying decisions by perceiving that what they bought is cost-effective, a good deal, and worth the money. And I guarantee you, you have met every single one of those types of clients. In short, if your client is tactile, You have to emphasize the people of your business. If your client is neutral, you have to emphasize the technology of your business. If your client is withdrawal, you have to emphasize the idea of your business. If your client is experimental, you have to emphasize the uniqueness of your business. If your client is transitional, you have to emphasize the dependability of your business. And finally, if your client is traditional, you have to talk about the financial competitiveness of your business. What your clients want is determined by who they are. Who they are is regularly demonstrated by what they do. Think about the clients with whom you do business. Ask yourself, in which of the categories would I place them? What do they do for a living? If your client is a mechanical engineer, for example, it's probably safe to assume he's a neutral client. If another one of your clients is a cardiologist, she's probably tactile. Accountants tend to be traditional, and software engineers are often experimental. Having an idea about which categories your clients may fall into is helpful to figuring out what they want. Of course, there's no exact science to it, and human beings constantly defy stereotypes. So don't take my word for it. You'll want to make your own analysis of the clients you serve. But hear me, everything I've just shared with you explains for you how to think about the properties you're showing new clients or the process through which you satisfy the sale of a property owned by a client. Take this in. It's absolutely stunning what will come of it. Confusion 2. How to communicate effectively with your client. The next step in the client satisfaction process is to decide how to magnify the characteristics of your company most likely to appeal to your preferred category of client. That begins with what marketing people call your positioning strategy. What do I mean by positioning your company? You position your company with words. A few well-chosen words that tell your clients exactly what they want to hear. In marketing lingo, those words are called your USP, or unique selling proposition. For example, if you're targeting tactile clients, ones who love people, your USP could be value real estate, where the feelings of people really count. If you're targeting experimental clients, ones who love new, revolutionary things, your USP could be value real estate, where living on the edge is a way of life. In other words, when they choose to schedule an appointment with you, they can count on both your services and your techniques to be on the cutting edge of the real estate industry. Is this starting to make sense? Do you see how the ordinary things most real estate agents do to get clients can be done in a significantly more effective, a significantly more compelling way? Once you understand the essential principles of marketing, the E-Myth way, the strategies by which you attract clients can make an enormous difference in your market share. Confusion number 3. How to keep your client happy. Let's say you've overcome the first two confusions. Great. Now how do you keep your client happy? Very simple. You keep your promise. And make sure your client knows you kept your promise every step of the way. In short, giving your clients what they think they want is the key to keeping your clients, or anyone else for that matter, really happy. If your clients need to interact with people, high touch, tactile, make certain they do. If they need to interact with things, high tech, neutral, make certain they do. If they need to interact with ideas, in their head, withdrawal, make certain they do. And so forth. At eMyth, we call this your client fulfillment system. It's the step-by-step process by which you do the task you've committed to do and deliver what you've promised on time, every time. Think about it like this: visual, emotional, functional, financial. Everything you do on behalf of your client, everything you produce within your client fulfillment system is either visual, emotional, functional, or financial. But what happens when your clients are not happy? What happens when you've done everything I've mentioned here and your client is still dissatisfied? Confusion 4. How to deal with client dissatisfaction. If you have followed each step up to this point, client dissatisfaction will be rare, but it will still occur. Believe me, people are people, and most people will always be dissatisfied with something. Here's what to do about it. First, always listen to what your clients are saying and never interrupt while they're saying it. Second, after you're sure you've heard all your clients' complaints, make absolutely certain you understand what she said by posing a question such as, "Can I repeat what you've just told me, Ms. Harton, to make absolutely certain I understand you?" Third, secure your client's acknowledgement that you've heard her complaint accurately. Fourth, apologize for whatever your client thinks you did that dissatisfied her, even if you didn't do it. Fifth, after your client has acknowledged your apology, ask her exactly what would make her happy. Sixth, repeat what your client told you would make her happy and get her acknowledgement that you have heard her correctly. Seventh, if at all possible, give your client exactly what she has asked for. You may be thinking, but what if my client wants something totally impossible? Don't worry. If you've followed my recommendations to the letter, what your client asks for will seldom seem unreasonable. Confusion number 5. Whom to call a client? At this stage, it's important to ask yourself some questions about the kind of clients you hope to attract to your company. First, what types of clients would you most like to do business with? Second, where do you see your real market opportunities? And third, whom would you like to work with, provide services to, and position your business for? In short, it's all up to you. No mystery, no magic, just a systematic process for shaping your company's future. But you must have the passion to pursue the process, and you must be absolutely clear about every single aspect of it. Until you know your clients as well as you know yourself, until all your complaints about clients are a thing of the past, until you accept the undeniable fact that client acquisition and client satisfaction are more science than art. But unless you're willing to grow your company, you'd better not follow any of these recommendations, because if you do what I'm suggesting, it is going to grow. This brings us to the subject of growth. But first, let's listen to what Brad has to say about marketing.
Chapter 16. Everyone you meet will be moving. Building a world-class company is a commitment to the integration of passion, purpose, and practice. Michael E. Gerber, E-Myth Mastery, The 7 Essential Disciplines for Building a World-Class Company. Remember, everybody moves at some point. That means every person you meet from today forward is a potential client over the next 5 to 10 years. You want a lead conversion system that will convert every one of those people into a buyer, seller, or investor sometime over the next 5 to 10 years. Is every contact record in your database on a 5 to 10 year conversion plan that keeps you in front of them consistently and persistently? Are you or a team member talking to every person you ever meet on purpose every year throughout the year? If the answer is no, don't despair. The entire industry continues to sell us conversion systems that are as hands-off as possible and will keep us all in the 1% to 3% conversion game forever. What most real estate agents miss is the 97% to 99% of the people who aren't moving right now. 1% to 2% of everyone you meet is in the process of moving every month. You have to talk to all of them to ensure you are in front of the right 1% to 2% each month. This doesn't mean you have to talk to everyone every month. It is not physically possible for one person to talk to 6,000 people every month. It is not duplicatable either. It is about a consistent touch over time. Agents who keep in touch with their database through a relationship-based drip plan can grow their business 6 to 8 times faster and not work as hard as an agent following traditional lead generation methods, which means trying to persuade strangers to do business with them. The reason conversion rates are so low is because of the real estate math. If the average person moves every 5 years, that means 80% of the people you are cold calling every month are not moving this year. Why pound them with real estate drip stuff? You don't have to. They aren't moving yet. Most agents don't even put those 80% into their system. But the reality is that each one of those 80% is moving, just not this year. They don't know when they are moving, and we don't know which 20% are moving. What we know for sure is that they will be moving sometime in the next 5 to 10 years. You can't ignore the 80%. You just need a better, non-real estate way to stay in touch with them until they become the 20% who are ready to move. If you don't add them to the database or stay in front of them regularly, you won't be in front of them next year or 10 years from now when they are ready to buy or sell. The odds they will remember you 5 years from now are slim. When you apply the E-Myth real estate agent to your real estate business, you protect yourself from failure. Our industry is at a turning point. Real estate has gotten a bad reputation. We are ranked in some studies as an untrustworthy industry. Consumers are realizing they don't need an agent to put a sign in the yard. Sometimes they just pay a flat fee to have their property posted on the MLS and call it done. Anyone who has been in the real estate business for a while knows the MLS doesn't make properties sell. If it did, there would be no expired listings. If MLS were the answer, everyone would just use the agent with the cheapest commission. The reality is, there is much more to selling a home than just putting it in the MLS. Against all odds, real estate can be what you hoped it would be when you went to real estate school. You have access to everything you need to deliver quality service to your clients and get them the best results no matter the market conditions. It is your obligation to yourself and your family and colleagues to raise the bar in the real estate industry if you want to make this your career and fund your awesome life. This is one of the last career options where an average Joe has the potential to make an unlimited income. There is some confusion as to who our customer really is. The answer is surprisingly simple. Every person on the planet is your customer. That's true even if you don't end up helping everyone buy or sell a home right now, today. A unique perk in the real estate industry is referrals. If your real estate license is current, you can get paid for referring buyers and sellers to another real estate agent. No matter where they move, if you have a real estate license, you can receive a referral commission for connecting that lead with another agent in another state or country. Of course, you can also receive referrals from the people in your own database if they know someone who needs the services of a real estate agent. Therefore, literally every person you meet and know anywhere in the world is a potential source of income for your real estate business. You really can't help everyone on the planet yet. You need to develop a focus and direction as you create your new company or a new way of doing business. Define your perfect client and build your systems to service that client. If you have a buyer or seller who doesn't fit your perfect client profile, you can refer them to another agent and be compensated when that transaction closes. Did you know that less than 5% of all relocations pay a referral fee to another agent? That means 95% of all people who move, people we may have talked to once in our lifetime, did not come back to us to ensure they were referred to another great agent who could have helped them, which could have gotten us a referral commission. Therefore, the experience they had was determined by whatever random real estate agent they found in their market. Think about how many people move out of the area without being referred. This is a huge amount of lost income in referral fees. What your client really wants. When you create the perfect system, you can take your business to the next level and automate it with the ability to service each type of client personality. That's true whether it's the client who wants to hear from you personally multiple times a day, or the client who says, "Leave me alone until it's sold." When you have systems, you can service both clients with the system that suits them best. Do you have a system in place to tell you whether your client wants to communicate primarily by text or wants to see you regularly face to face? If you don't, their expectation and their experience may not be what you want them to experience. I hope you can see how not implementing a well-oiled system could make your business as unpredictable as a roller coaster ride. Not just for you, but for your client as well. I have studied and internalized different personality types and understand the value of knowing how people think, what they want, and expect. I have tweaked my perfect client fulfillment system to deliver the experience that matches their personality without causing extra work for me or anyone working with me. The turnkey systems I use to service all types of people keep me focused on ensuring they have a great experience. I don't change my entire system for everyone, other than in the way I communicate during the process. If you have 99 things to do from the time you list a house until it is sold, you can use the same system for the person who wants personal contact and the person who doesn't. By creating your perfect process and getting every step of your system in that process, you can duplicate that process for different personalities by adding special steps. The result? An even better than McDonald's system. What you have done is completely systematized and automated the custom order process. Here's how the system works. You might apply more calls and more personal touches to the plan when you have a tactile client.